I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Researchers at the University of Alabama are working on technology linked to this month's report by the EPA. Washington wants to reduce pollution from coal-fired power plants by 30% overall by 2030. Jason Barra is an assistant professor at the University of Alabama researching something called carbon capture. The idea is to filter carbon dioxide coming through the smokestacks of power plants. Barra says companies like Alabama Power are already looking into it.
I know very well they've got a project down in Mobile with a Japanese company, and that's one of the biggest pilot plants for CO2 capture in the entire world. We also have the United States Department of Energy National Carbon Capture Center in Wilsonville, just south of Birmingham. This is actually one of the leading regions or states in the entire world when it comes to carbon capture and research.
Bayer recently patented a chemical solvent that he hopes will capture carbon in a more efficient and cost-effective way than other methods. A judge in Opelika has refused to dismiss charges against Republican Representative Barry Moore, and he's released a document related to a public corruption investigation that includes the name of House Speaker Mike Hubbard. Circuit Judge Jacob Walker denied a request today from Moore's defense lawyer to dismiss perjury and false statements charges brought against him in the corruption investigation in Lee County. The judge also released a letter that State Attorney General Luther Strange sent to former St. Clair County District Attorney Van Davis in 2013. It directs Davis to assume oversight of the state's current investigative matters relating to State Representative Mike Hubbard. This is the first time Hubbard's name has appeared in a court document. And a folk musician with a career spanning decades, but is still little known, is coming through the area this weekend. David Dondero has been called one of the greatest living songwriters by NPR's All Songs Considered, but has never achieved commercial success. He lives now in a Toyota Corolla. Dondero paid for his last couple of albums with a Kickstarter campaign.
It's very nice, and it's the first time in my life where the record actually comes out, and it's just prepaid by those who really want to have it, and you know, there's no real stretch with having someone dump a bunch of cash they're going to lose. So it's coming out in the black.
Dondero plays at the Handlebar in Pensacola tonight. He heads to Birmingham tomorrow for a show at Desert Island Supply Company, and he'll play at Druid City Brewing Company in Tuscaloosa on Sunday. For tonight, expect a mostly to partly cloudy sky with a 30% chance of rain, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. The Gulf Coast region for tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And Saturday, mostly sunny, a 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.